Good morning. My name is Kat Brooks, C-A-T-B-R-O-O-K-S. I'm the co-chair of the Onyx Organizing Committee. We're here this morning with the family and friends of Oscar Grant, who was murdered by former BART police officer Johannes Meserle, because, unbeknownst to the family, because the district attorney's office didn't bother to tell them, Johannes Meserle earlier this week went into court to have his conviction overturned, and we understand because he wants his job back. So we're here to express our outrage at that, both at the district attorney's office and at Johannes Meserle's gall that he would do something so callous to the family. He already took away their son and their nephew, and now that the wound maybe has started to heal, he's ripped it right back open. So first, I'd like to introduce Wanda Johnson, the mother of Oscar Grant.
My name is Wanda Johnson. I'm the mother of Oscar Grant, who was murdered by Johannes Meserle. And I'm here to denounce his trying to get back on the force. If a person can commit, like he said, such a gross negligence, how can he be allowed back on our streets to protect and serve again with making such a mistake like that, as he said, which we know it was murder. We know he knew his taser from his gun.
That's right.
We know that he knew exactly what he was doing. We know that it was instigated by Peroni. We know that. And he knows that. And to allow someone back on the force like that would be a disgrace to our community, to our society, and it would be a slap in the face to me and my family and the community. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly. There was no mistake made. What he did, it was done on purpose. And this was horrible that we as a family and the community did not even get a notice to know that he was going to be able to go to court and try to get it reversed. We are totally dissatisfied with that. We want to be notified when he is going to court. We want to know so we can be there. We are against him getting his job back.
All right, I'm Oscar Grant's uncle, as many of you come to know, Cephas, Uncle Bobby Johnson. We're angered, we're hurt, and we're here to express that we felt that we were denied our right to be at this hearing, and what I'm gonna show you in a minute is showing that we had the right and that we applied to be informed about any hearing that pertained to Johannes Meserle. I'll read this. Under California law, victims have a right to be heard at any trial or appellate court with jurisdiction over this case as a matter of right. We have a Victims' Bill of Rights, which voters approved as a constitutional amendment in 2008. This proceeding is an example of shutting victims out of the process, which is really what the victim right movement has worked against since the beginning. We do not know if this process or hearing was fair, and since we was not kept informed on this matter, which has impacted our lives, we cannot trust that this racist criminal justice system was fair. By not being transparent, we hold these proceedings to be suspicious, because as you know, we traveled up and down the highway 400 miles.
Right.
Never missed a day in court. Never. And for them to allow us to come next door to our house and not tell us that Johannes Meserle is in court and not give us the right to be there angers us. People in this community is pissed off like I am.
Yes.
Again, our rights to this justice process has been violated. And it goes to show just how heinous this racist criminal justice system is. We're outraged.
That's right.
We had a right to be there. And not being transparent just goes to show that we don't know what happened in that courtroom. The family's outraged. We're speaking to this matter. And I'm here to share, if anyone questions the fact that whether we had a right or not, this is an application to the Department of Justice, the Criminal Department of Corrections asking to be informed of any proceeding that pertained to Johannes Messerli. This is a letter which I read from the Office of Victim Survivors' Right, the state of California. This letter acknowledged receipt of your request for notification and special conditions of parolee for Johannes Messerli, prison number AG9999. At this time, Messerli meets criteria set forth in Penal Code Section 3000.03 for non-revocable parole. What this is saying, if you're not familiar with non-revocable parole, is that in a year's time, that murder he committed on that platform will be dropped from his records. He will no longer be under any parole, search and seizures, possibility, or any condition that states that he is a felon. It is outrageous for him to state that he want to become a police officer again. On that platform, you witness him punching Jackie Bryson, who was handcuffed on his knees. You witness him pull out his taser 2 times. Validating that with a picture that Oscar took before he was murdered.
That's right.
And then claimed he thought Oscar was reaching for a gun. And yet he claimed that he pulled his taser by mistake. He never ever testified to the fact that he had made a mistake until he got on that witness stand. We never heard that. That didn't come to light until he sat on that witness stand. It was his attorneys and those representing him that alleged he made a mistake. So let's be clear, never once has he in any way made an attempt to apologize to the family. We did not accept that apology to the public that he made, that he claimed was to the family, and we do not accept it now. It is harmful for us again to witness this injustice that exists in this criminal justice system. Just like Luis Santos' family being denied the right to be at the hearing of once then Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger overturning or reducing the sentence of Esteban Nunez, who was sentenced to 16 years, and on his last day, without telling the family or allowing them to even be at the proceedings, he just reduces that sentence from 16 years to 7 years. That family has a lawsuit, the first of its kind in the United States, about a violation of the victim's Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
And I will read the last part of this victim's Bill of Rights that's real important. A victim, the retained attorney of a victim, a lawful representative of the victim, or the prosecuting attorney upon request of the victim, which we may enforce the above rights in any trial or appellate court with jurisdiction over this case as a matter of right. We have a Bill of Rights that the people of the state of California on Proposition 9 lobbied, voted on, and granted us the right to have some form of protection and right in the proceedings when we are victims to a heinous act as such with Oscar being murdered on that platform. Let's be clear. We do not accept it, and we're very disappointed about it. And the district attorney, the district attorney as well as the state attorney general had an obligation to inform us. They knew about this in early April, that this hearing was going to be held on May 9th. And yet, no one informed us. All of a sudden now, they want to claim that it was an error on their part. There was no error, Judge. Robert Perry claimed he had erred in his instructions to the jury what this is all about. They have filed an appeal because Judge Robert Perry blew this case and then said he made a mistake. Johannes Messerli said he made a mistake. Now we got the district attorney's office claiming they made a mistake. Next we'll probably hear from the attorney general office, they made a mistake. How many mistakes must we suffer as a family before we get some justice? We're tired. The community is tired. And the way I feel about it, you know how I feel about it.
My name is Jack Bryson. My sons were with Oscar Grant the night he was murdered. I just feel it's important that we speak out about this because, like, when we found out, my son called me and my son asked me, how long is Johannes Medley keep thinking he's going to keep slapping the family and the friends of Oscar Grant in the face? How long does he keep thinking he's going to be dancing on Oscar Grant's grave site? And what we're here to tell is, you know, this whole process, they say they asked the community, they asked the family, they asked the friends, they asked us to be patient and let justice take its place. Justice has not took its place for Oscar Grant, the family, or the community. Justice has been serving for Johannes Medley. Everything is in favor of Johannes Medley. And what we're here to let Johannes Medley know, if Johannes Medley is listening, that the community, the family, the friends of Oscar Grant, Johannes Medley, we are not going nowhere. We are not going nowhere. We will follow you wherever you go. We will make your life miserable, just like you made Wanda's life miserable, like you made Bobby's, like you made the community's miserable. We will follow you, and we will make sure that you will never enjoy life again like you're trying to. That's all I got to say. I'm upset about this.
I'm Keith Muhammad, Oakland representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the Nation of Islam. First and foremost, we want our family, the Grant and Johnson family, to know that we stand with them in pursuit of justice. Furthermore, the ultimate justice that we seek, it is being made crystal clear, will not come to us from the system of justice that you have elected your government to serve. From the beginning of this case until now, the family has been seeking justice from a system that had never done justice in these kind of matters before. So we are very clear, and we're being exceedingly watchful over what the system of justice itself will do. This is why we've recited from the Bible repeatedly. Justice stands afar off, and equity cannot enter because truth has fallen in the street. We're well aware of Mr. Medley's right to file an appeal. That is not our fight here. Our fight here is the system of justice that declares that we are citizens and that we are entitled to equal protection under the law. The failure to inform this family of its rights is further demonstration that we have not been equally protected in this matter. Furthermore, if we are not entitled to equal protection under the law, we really have to pose the question, what are you forcing us to do?
That's right.
Are you asking that we should take the law into our own hands because those who have held the system of law in their hands have not equally protected our rights? This family is entitled to have been informed by the state of California. This family is entitled to have been informed by the county of Alameda. That's right. This family is entitled to know this matter, because clearly the community would not rest peacefully while Mr. Medley applies for a job at OPD or applies for a job at Alameda County Sheriff's or applies for employment at Stockton PD. There are families all over the country who are suffering the same kind of mishaps from law enforcement. We could have easily brought with us here the family of Trayvon Martin, the family of James Rivera, the family of Kenneth Harding, the family of Raheem Brown, the family of so many names we could not even give you all their names, of those that have been offended and afflicted at the hands of law enforcement. And so again, while it is in the hands of the state government to serve, then serve justice and stop causing this family to suffer further. Thank you.
My name is Tony Coleman. I'm a longtime activist here, and I had the opportunity to coach Oscar. He was one of my teammates on my basketball team. And I'm really outraged because the audacity,
that's right,
the audacity this cop has, he making it seem like, who you gonna believe, him or our lying eyes? Everybody seen the truth on that platform. Everybody seen the video. And you mean to tell me that he is saying that he made a mistake? We see the video. How many times? What can we do? You had a video, and you mean to tell me that you saying that he made a mistake? We know he didn't make no mistake. And now he feels that he should be a police officer again. Are you kidding me? He messed that up. He killed somebody. He killed a kid. If he killed one of your kids, how would you feel? What sociopath, what kind of mindset is it that we have when we have an officer that clearly pulled out his gun, shot somebody, and then what? He handcuffed him. What kind of sociopath do we have that after doing his time, he come out and he feels that he could get his job back? Would any one of y'all shot somebody on your job and you went and did your time? Would you feel like you could come out and you would be trusted by us, the citizens? Would you be trusted to hold a gun again amongst our citizens? Tell me that. See, this is the thing. They try to make it seem like these cops have a different set of rules. That's all it is. They don't want to lose. They hate to lose when in a case like this, especially when killing a black man. Now, if he would have killed his white wife, now he would have been served. We would have had justice, right? But he killed a black man. He killed a black youth. So we don't get no justice? Are you kidding me? What do you think the streets is going to do when this thing goes through and he gets his job back? How are people going to feel? Just like the minister said, well, you want to take the law in our hands? We were asked to trust the process. Is justice prevailing? No, we're not getting no justice. This is not justice. Are you kidding me? This is not justice. We seen him. All the hundreds of people on the platform saw him frame by frame by frame pull out his gun, shoot him, and then he handcuffed him. We saw it. We saw before what he was doing. We saw him hitting the kids. We saw it. You can't lie. This ain't Trayvon Martin because there was no video there. See, we have a video. You still trying to not give us our justice. What are you going to do? You mean you're going to give this man a gun again and a badge so he can come and kill somebody else's kid? Are you kidding me? What does that say? That when somebody kills one of our citizens, and then he does the time, and then he comes out, and he's not treated like we are. If we kill somebody in the street, if we would have killed a dog in the street, if we would have killed a puppy in the street like that, what you would have did to us? Huh? If we would have killed a puppy in the street and we did that, what would you do to us? Would you give us a gun again? No. So he killed a young black kid, huh? So we don't get that justice? We don't get that same justice? Are you going to look at us in our damn face and make it seem like we don't have no blood running through our veins, that we don't love him, huh? And that we don't love our kids? You think we don't love our youth? No, we will not stand for this. We will not stand for this.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rosemary Hernandez. I'm Sofina Mesa's mom, Oscar Grant's fiance.
Speak up, please.
Okay. I'm very upset to see my daughter go through so much turmoil when she heard about this. She was not even notified. She had to hear from it through the media. What kind of justice is my family receiving here? What kind? My granddaughter. Do you know the turmoil that girl goes through without her father? Does anybody even care? Johannes Meserle, do you even care? You have your child with you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for what you have done. You killed an innocent young man for no reason. Just trying to show whoever it was you were trying to show who you were. Wanda should have been notified. This is Oscar Grant's mother. How can you not notify her of what the proceedings are about to take place. How is that? How is that? And then all you do is make excuses. Oh, Wanda, we forgot to call you. Really? Really? You forgot to call. The lady that you spoke with for a whole year, you forgot to call. Okay. The turmoil that is causing for these young men that were on the platform, the turmoil within your heart, your soul, your spirit. There's no peace. There has been no justice. And then they're going to do this. My daughter, she cries. She hurts within so bad. And to hear this was not a good thing for her. I think this is so wrong. Johannes Mezerle thinks this is a joke. He wants the gun back in his hand. Yeah, we'll see how many people trust you now. He's doing this because what? He can't get a job? You shouldn't get a job. You shouldn't. You really shouldn't. You destroyed our lives, and now you destroyed your own. See how karma comes back at you? Sometimes we don't even need to do anything. It just comes back at you.
Yes. My name is Gerald Smith. I work with the Oscar Grant Committee Against Police Brutality and State Repression. So now the question about Mezerle, should he have his charges dropped? Listen, understand this. If our system of justice was not broken, Mr. Mezerle may never had encountered Oscar in the first place. In November, before Oscar was killed by Mezerle, shot in the back, he assaulted a gentleman by the name of Kenneth Carruthers. I went to the civil hearing to, you know, see. This is crazy. The man was walking on the BART. Some words were passed. And Mezerle and these other so-called officers physically assaulted this citizen. Now, this was in court. This is public record here. He wasn't dealt with when he committed this crime. Consequently, he just went on, and the next thing you know, we have Oscar dead, you see? So this repeat offender of denying Black Americans human rights is now trying to get his charges dropped. Well, listen, I just have to wonder. Now let's think. He saw the man on the ground and shot him in the back. Does anybody in their right mind, I mean, what's going on here, think that such a person should be a police officer and given a license to kill? He's already demonstrated his capacity. This is not a matter of opinion. I think that this is fact.
That's right.
Now, also, we have another question, and that is, okay, there's a process so he can have his felony dropped from his record, even expunged. Thank you very much. Well, you know, even if that were true, it doesn't mean that a murderer should be a policeman. Stop and think about this a minute. But I know people who go to get a job, and you know what? They ask you, have you ever been arrested? Well, since they're dropping, expunging records, I can think of thousands of people who have committed crimes that are nowhere near as grave as Mr. Mezerle, that need to have their records expunged so they can get a job. No, but we got a special privilege, backdoor privilege here. He gonna try to slip in through the dark of the night and make everything all right. I'm sorry, it's not going to work. Not this time. Thank you very much.